All right, Proverbs chapter 2, as much of the book of Proverbs, very practical, gives us guidance and insight for life. The book of Proverbs is full of principles, things that are true generally in life. And the book of Proverbs, as you will see, is kind of a roadmap, if you will, for God's way to right living. This is practical because you or I, or maybe you will come across someone in your life that is seeking wisdom, seeking direction, seeking guidance. Maybe they're seeking to make some changes in their lives. Maybe they've realized that they have not been living for God like He desires, and they want to know how to get on the right path. Book of Proverbs here gives us some real practical insight on this. We've already looked at a portion of it, but I will just review briefly for you, and you can look at your diagram. As you can see, we have a diagram of a house, a structure. And the structure here, one of the most important parts of this structure, what makes it stand and fall, is this foundation. It's a foundation. And you see the foundation divided into 9 sections, and that is because this first portion of Proverbs chapter 2 gives us actually 8. See, here's where I put 9. I should have put 8. 8 sections, 8 action verbs. And let's read these first 4 verses, okay? And I will try to highlight for you these action words, and they're on your sheet as well. Proverbs chapter 2, we're beginning this first section. My son, if thou wilt receive, number 1, my words, and hide, number 2, my commandments with thee, so that thou incline, number 3, thine ear unto wisdom, and apply, number 4, thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest, number five or six, lost count, thou criest after knowledge, and liftest, another verb, liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then. Notice here you have if-then statements. In conversation, we use these at times. If you do this, then I will do that. Okay, you use those kind of conditional statements. If you like to underline in your Bible, I'd encourage you to underline the if in verse 1, the if in verse 3, the if in verse 4. And then in verse 5, you have a then. And then also in verse 9, a then. Now, why is this a foundation for this structure? Well, it will make more sense as you dive into the rest of this chapter. And just look at your headings on your worksheet. If I will, we're talking about taking action. The second portion, then I will, or promised fruit. Then you have to deliver me from the expected protection that is due you, that I may, the practical results. And then finally, for the upright shall, and this is their secure future. But if you're not living upright, you don't have a secure future, you have an insecure future. And this structure, as you can see, the arrows coming in are the things which we are delivered from. We are preserved and protected from those things, and we'll look at those things in detail later on, but we're preserved and protected from them by the fruit that comes as a result of us standing on the foundation of our actions and seeking to please God. Now that's kind of how that makes sense. Hopefully it makes sense in your mind. So this house is built upon the actions that you take as a person to follow after God. You know what? I got to make changes in my life. Things are not right. I need God's wisdom. I need God's direction. Well, Proverbs here tells you, Take action, and these are the things that you are to do. Receive God's word. Hide his commandments. Incline your ear to his wisdom. Apply your heart to his understanding. Cry after knowledge. Lift up your voice for understanding. Seek for wisdom as silver. Search for wisdom as for a hidden treasure. Notice, dear ones, listen, these things are action words. And they are, the writer here is calling out for us, if we really want to get on the right path and know God's wisdom and live according to it, we have to seek it and search it. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about developing an attitude in your heart where you, number one, need God, and therefore, since you need him, you long for him, his wisdom, and his truth. This is foundational to us being able to walk on the right path of life. Now, all of these things fall within the grace of God. The grace of God in the New Testament kind of brings that to the forefront. The grace of God that helps us to live in ways that are pleasing to God. But here, as believers, these are practical things that we can apply in our lives. We can help others if they're seeking wisdom. Take action. Develop an attitude of longing, a longing heart, a desire, a need for God's truth. So the foundation is made up of these action verbs, these action words. The walls and the floor, what we'll see, is made up of the promise fruit, the then part of the statement. You have, if you will do these things, then, and we have three things that we see here in this passage. Let's look at verse 5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the paths of judgment, and he preserves the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Does that sound attractive to you? Does that sound like something you'd long for in your life? What are those things? Well, first of all, the floor of this structure is understanding the fear of the Lord. You know what? Another way I would like to put this is learning how you learn how to relate to God in worship. If you seek after God and search for his wisdom as a hidden treasure, one of the results, according to this proverb, is that you will learn and develop how to worship God. The fear of the Lord. Well, you know, we talk about fear. We talk about the fear of the Lord. And an easy way we sometimes put it is a reverential respect and awe for God. Another way to look at it is us standing before an infinitely powerful, almighty, holy God. The difference between that is astounding and profound, and the result of that causes my heart to tremble. To tremble with awe and reverence at the greatness of God. You know what? You desire to walk on the right path. You take the action, you seek to develop the longing attitude of your heart for God and his wisdom. And one of the results are going to be that you develop a fear of God, a worship of him. How important is that for someone who wants to live in an obedient way to the Lord? It's absolutely necessary. You want to live a life that's pleasing to God. Take action, develop this attitude, and you will begin to have a fear of him. And that fear is the floor. And if you will, in this diagram, you could put your name in the middle. That's where you reside. You reside in that house. You are on that foundation of action. You stand on the floor of the worship of God that is given to you. But the second thing that you see, as a result of if you take action, then not only will you understand the fear of the Lord, but you will find the knowledge of God. You will find the knowledge of God. Well, we see in verse 4 of this chapter, if you seekest for her as silver and searchest for her as for a hid treasure, you get this picture of someone looking for a hidden treasure, looking for something that it's hidden. They don't see it. They don't know where it is, but boy, they know it's out there and they know it's valuable. Dear ones, listen. God and understanding Him and His wisdom and His truth is infinite in its value. And as you seek for it and you take this action, one of the results is you will find and get to know the intimate depths of God and who He is. How important is it for you to know God if you're going to walk on the right path, if you're going to please God? Absolutely important. It's important that you know how to worship and relate to Him. It's important that you know Him. Not only that you learn how to know Him, but you get to know who He is, His infinite value. I use that word infinite a lot when I talk about God, don't I? It's for good reason. I'm never going to understand everything about Him. And that's one of the incredible reasons why it drives us to getting to know Him more. Because there's always things to know. So one of the walls is finding the knowledge of God. Now in this text, you kind of have a subset. And you see this on your outline. You see that verse 5 gives you the floor and the one wall. Thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And verse 6 and 7 and 8 kind of give us a subset of what the Lord God, what that means, the knowledge of Him, what that brings into your life. Listen to this. Verse 6. The Lord, He gives wisdom. Anybody there? Anybody need wisdom? Long for wisdom? Anybody find yourself crying out for wisdom day after day? That James chapter 1, boy, am I glad that's in the Bible. Right? If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And God says He'll give it. If you ask in faith, believing, you know what? The Lord will give you wisdom. Do you believe that? There's a lot of times in life where I encounter or I walk into situations I do not understand. I don't know how they're going to how things are going to go. There's no formula. There's no plan. I just know I'm supposed to be there. And boy, I cry out for wisdom. But before I step through those doors, I have to come to the grips with the fact I believe God is a giver of wisdom. And He's going to give it when I need it. Boy, am I glad for that. You can be glad for that too. Embrace that. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Out of God's mouth is knowledge and understanding. Well, you know, Proverbs many times, and many times in the Scriptures, we have God described by terms of a human body, but God, remember, is spirit, right? But in order to help us understand God a little bit better, sometimes the writers, or under the inspiration of God, use these personal terms, and here we have the mouth. Well, the mouth of God, and one of the ways we could understand that to be is His Word. And from His Word proceeds knowledge and understanding. Why is it that pastors and teachers of the Word, time and time again, we are encouraged to be in the Word on a regular basis? Why? It's because it's a source of knowledge. It's because it's a source of understanding. And it's because it's not just a source of those things, but it comes from God. Well, the Lord God not only gives wisdom, He proclaims knowledge and understanding, but He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. This word lays up is the same word that you saw up above in verse 1, hide. This idea of storing up. He stores up sound wisdom for the righteous. What a blessed promise. He gives wisdom. He proclaims knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the righteous. Here is a wonderful truth. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Now, buckler is an old term that is used to describe a shield or a defense, an armor. How many of you feel like you need a shield sometimes? You're just walking and things are just flying at you. You know what? The Word of God tells us here, the Lord God is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Embrace that and believe it. He's a shield. Fifthly, He keeps the paths of judgment. Verse 8, and preserves the way of His saints. Throughout the book of Proverbs and Psalms, you have a constant allusion to a path of life. Probably because everywhere they went, they walked. And everywhere they walked, there would be paths. And these paths, it was always smart to stay on the path. When you get off the path, you would encounter difficult terrain. I'm in a Bible or course right now in a study of Israel, and I'm studying the geography of Israel in this course. And one of the parts of the course that I have to study is these two atlases, and these atlases have satellite photography of the land of Israel, and very, very clear and in your face satellite photography showing you the lay of the land. It is just incredible, the terrain that is in that country. You have all kinds. And I'm just thrilled that I can see these things. And Lord willing, I'll get to go to Israel and experience these things. And when you begin to read some of the stories and accounts, you begin to understand why it's so important to stay on the right path. So, the floor is understand the fear of the Lord. One of the walls is you find the knowledge of God. Another wall is in verse 9, and this is highlighted because you see the word then. Then shalt thou understand. And look at this list. You're going to understand righteousness, judgment, and equity, and every good path. Now, understand these things. Now, you take action, develop this attitude of longing and a need for God. You seek for Him and His truth. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord. You will find the knowledge of God. And you will understand, first of all, righteousness. Why is that such a mystery to people? Why is righteousness such a mystery? Righteousness is only found in the Lord. He's the source of all righteousness. He's the giver of righteousness. And so when we walk away from God or apart from God, or if we're interacting with someone in the world who knows not God, then righteousness, what is it? When we seek after God, then you will understand righteousness. Well, how? Well, one of the reasons is because you're beginning to understand God. And you begin to know God. So if you understand righteousness, you're going to understand that which is the right standard. What is the right standard for my life? That's going to become clear. If you're dealing with someone that is seeking to make practical decisions in their lives, in their life, you can help them through this and help them to realize, you know what? You want to know what the right standards are for you in your life? Well, then pursue what Proverbs chapter 2 tells you. Not only will you understand that which is the right standard, but you understand the right decisions to make, judgment. What are the right decisions to make in life? God will help you understand what they are. What about also the right way or the right direction? This word equity, it's speaking of being level or smooth. That's the kind of path I want to walk on. And so taking action is going to reap you understanding the fear of the Lord and finding the knowledge of God and understanding the right standard, the right decision, and what's the right direction for your life. Yea, every good path. Every good path, that's every agreeable way, excellent way. With that in mind, I want you to just take note of a few cross-references that will bring this to life. Look at Psalm chapter 23. Very familiar passage to us. And it just reaffirms what we're learning. Psalm chapter 23 in verse 3, it says, He restoreth my soul, He leadeth me in what? In the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. God will lead you in the right paths. What about Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 11? Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 11, it says, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. You know what? Is that the longing of your heart to walk on the right path? Proverbs chapter 2, it is phrased as a discussion from a father to a son. And you can almost picture, if it was Solomon, him sitting there with a son on his lap, and he's saying, or probably maybe an older son, and he's sitting there, and he's giving him instruction about life, and he's giving them these actions to take. And he says, if you do that, then you will know how to relate to God and worship. Then you will find the treasure of God and knowing Him. And then you will understand what is the right standard, what is the right decision, what is the right way for me to go. It is sad as you look at the history of Israel that Solomon's sons and the succeeding rulers did not heed this advice. The vast majority of the kings, both of Judah and Israel, turned out to be people who did not follow after God and seek for Him. God and His ways and His wisdom was not a treasure to them. And so therefore, what we see is we see that they don't have a fear of the Lord. We see that they don't have a grasp and understanding of the knowledge of God. We see that they don't understand what is the right standard, or they have the wrong standard for life. They're making wrong decisions in the kingdom. They're heading and leading the people down the wrong paths. In closing, I'd like to just read what is probably a good summary or theme verse of this chapter, and that is verses 10 and 11 of Proverbs chapter 2. And as you're looking at that, just by way of review, we've looked at the foundation, we've looked at the floor and the walls, and you reside within. And where we're going to go next time is we're going to look at what is protecting us, and we're going to look at what is it protecting us from, and then we're going to look at the results. Verses 10 and 11. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. I kind of reworded it in my own words here, and maybe this is another way to understand it. When my heart is full of wisdom, and knowledge is a welcomed companion. I will find myself preserved by the discretion and understanding that they give me. So by way of application today, is your heart full of wisdom? Are you searching for it as a hidden treasure? Is knowledge a welcomed companion? The knowledge of God, is it a welcomed companion in your life? Is it something that you long for and desire to be a part of who you are? If you take action as Solomon advises his son, the scripture tells us, then these principles will be true. You will understand and know a fear of God and how to worship God and relate to God. You will understand who He is, and you will understand what are the right decisions and standards and ways to go in life. Very practical, and I trust that it will be practical in your everyday life as you seek to go God's way. Lord, thank you for our time together. And Lord, this has been a blessed time that we can worship you by understanding more about you and your truth and principles. I pray that you would continue, Lord, to teach us as we study this passage. Lord, I thank you for this time that you're going to give us in fellowship over in the fellowship hall. And I just pray and thank you for the food that is there. And thank you for this opportunity that we can enjoy together. In Jesus' name, amen.